club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. Good evening, MG. Can't hear you, big fella. All right, just having an issue with MG's microphone there. The big story today.
Yes.
St George Illawarra's Jack DeBellin has faced court today, entering a not guilty plea for a charge of aggravated sexual assault in company. The case has been deferred to April 17th, which means that the NRL has a difficult decision to make. Do they let DeBellin play in the lead up to the hearing?
Yeah, that's going to be the question. The question on everyone's lips, and I think they will. A case 10 years ago, most rugby league followers will remember, was Brett Stewart's case, almost 10 years to the day, which we basically hung him out and to dry before he had his day in court. And Jack DeBellin will have his day in court.
Absolutely.
And if found guilty, he'll go to jail. But at the moment, he's got to have his day in court.
We'll get stuck into that in about 5 minutes' time, MG. Hakeem Al Arabi, the Bahraini refugee footballer who was detained in a Thai prison for the past 2 months, is back on Australian soil. It's a truly amazing story. All the details on that one in 10 minutes' time.
The power of sport.
You're absolutely right.
Well done, Craig Foster, too.
Absolutely. And we have got courtside seats for the Sydney Kings because you were useless for our contestant yesterday. So courtside seats for the Sydney Kings, your chance to win them after 6:30. But next, as we said, Jack DeBellin's court case has been deferred till April 17th. It's a date which is 5 rounds into the NRL season, MG.
It is. And will he play or won't he play? That's the thing. We'd like to get our listeners' point of view on it as well.
133.53, we're talking about that next. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. Up next, the story of Hakeem Al Arabi. If you don't know the story or the details, this refugee footballer who's been detained in a Thai prison, it is a remarkable story, MG, as you said at the top, about the power of sport. And that can have.
Yeah, it is. It's one of them stories that, as you mentioned, it's a feel-good story.
We're going to get to that in about 5 minutes' time with Good News Corner, MG, but let's start with this.
Trending now.
St George Illawarra's Jack DeBellin has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of aggravated sexual assault in company for an incident in Wollongong from December last year. MG, two members of the NRL Integrity Unit were present in court today. DeBellin's case has been adjourned till April 17th, and significantly, his bail restrictions have been relaxed. Yep. He was required to report to police on Mondays and Fridays. The relaxing of those bail conditions now means that he is able to travel with the Dragons interstate to play the games.
Yeah, let me first say that these allegations are extremely serious and on the highest of scales, and if, as I mentioned before that song, if found guilty, well, he'll have his day in court. That's what the legal system's about. If found guilty, he'll be dealt with. But until then, the presumption of innocence has got to be maintained.
Mm.
And I go back 10 years with Brett Stewart, who basically was on a similar charge, got robbed of being the face of the league, missed out in basically 2 years of rugby league because of the mental trauma.
Mm.
Was found not guilty in the end. And now the first thing you think about, or a lot of people think about when they think of Brett Stewart, is that that charge. So mud sticks. So let's just, you know, cool our heels until DeBellin has his day in court. And I'm sure that the right outcome will prevail.
Mm. The NRL season starts March 14th. There's obviously almost a month's worth of football being played in that time, and the Dragons do travel on 3 of those 5 games away to the Cowboys, Broncos and Knights. MG, given that...
You've got a different point of view, haven't you?
Oh, no, it's not that I have a different point of view. It's just the world we live in now, and with the recent off-season off-season from hell, the train wreck, as Todd Greenberg has described it, we now live in a rugby league world where Todd Greenberg has said the image of the game is paramount. And given the severity of these charges, there is going to be a vocal section of the community who argue Jack DeBellin should not be playing rugby league, that it's a bad look.
Yeah, I suppose they're the same people 10 years ago who were saying that Brett Stewart should be playing before he had his day in court.
Craig, in Pennant Hills, what do you think? Should Jack DeBellin be allowed to play the beginning of the season?
G'day, guys. Look, love your show. Long-time listener. It's black and white for me, gentlemen. It's quite simple. being a Manly supporter, don't hold that against me. It's quite simple. It's black and white. In this country, a man is innocent until he's proven guilty. Therefore, this guy should be, or Jack DeBellin should be allowed to play till such time as he's actually proven guilty in court. Persecuting this guy prior to that would be exactly that. It's persecuting him without any
substance.
Without just, exactly. And it absolutely makes me ill and sick to my stomach to think that this is, could potentially happen again. Yeah. After what it did to one of my heroes, mate. So, yeah, I'm quite passionate about this, and hence why the call.
And you know, we appreciate the call. And let's, you know, there is two sides to every story, Liam. And as I said, if Jack DeBellin goes through the proper processes and is found guilty, we'll throw the book at him. But until then, everyone has the presumption of innocence on their side.
Absolutely, natural justice. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, this good news story. The Bahraini refugee footballer, he's back in Australia, he's safe, and what a campaign by Craig Foster. All the details on that one next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Your chance to win courtside seats to the Sydney Kings coming up just over 15 minutes time. And MG, up next, David Mark of the ABC wrote a terrific piece today about the overcrowded nature of the summer of sport in Australia.
Yeah, it's a very good read. I can't wait to get our teeth into it and I want to get our listeners' input as well once we get to it.
Absolutely. You just wonder whether something's going to break and there's too much on. But we're going to get...
Even a couple of little tinkers maybe, Liam.
Okay, we're going to get to that in about 5 minutes' time, MG. But first, let's do this.
Good news, everyone.
It's good news.
It's the Triple M Rush Hour's Good News Corner.
The good news keeps on coming.
I just want to thank the Australian government, Australian people, and I thank the media, all the human rights, and thank you. And Australia, this is my country. My country is Australia. I will be there in Australia, and I love Australia.
That is the voice of Hakeem Al-Arabi. He's a semi-professional footballer for Pasco Vale in Melbourne. He's also a Bahraini refugee who has spent the past 2 months in a Thai prison over vandalism charges in his native Bahrain, which he says are politically motivated. Mm. And if he'd been extradited, which is what was in the process, back to Bahrain, he was facing 10 years in prison, MG.
Wow. But
this morning, he landed back in Melbourne after the hashtag Save Hakeem campaign, which was spearheaded by former Socceroo Craig Foster, and international pressure from the Australian federal government and FIFA resulted in Bahrain withdrawing the extradition request.
Yeah, Craig Foster's been front and centre in the extradition of Hakeem. And you just wonder sometimes, I know we're going to go back to the FFA here. I know that Craig Foster wanted to become a board member.
Mm.
I think he'd be a perfect man to lead soccer or football into the next generation. And matters in incidents like this, what he's just done basically on his own, he started the whole movement. The power of sport, as we mentioned before, it's an international example how athletes or ex-athletes can affect change.
You make a good point, MG, that Craig Foster wanted to become a board member. In fact, he was running to become the chairman of the FFA late last year, but dropped out because despite strong support from the footballing community, he said he lacked the support from the stakeholders within the FFA. Now, I guess it's the silver lining of him dropping out is that he was able to spearhead this Save Hakeem campaign because he spent time in Thailand visiting with Hakeem. He flew to Zurich and met with the bosses of FIFA.
That's the leader of a game.
He has been absolutely relentless in this.
That's what a leader does. That's what they do. That at the moment, soccer is suffering at a big level. Numbers are down, as we'll discuss soon, and interest is down. And you've got to think that it's getting worse because of the Alan Stajic saga.
Absolutely.
You kind of put them both in the same basket. You know, the Matildas. What we should be speaking about yesterday is Sam Kerr's hat-trick to get to the grand final. We should be speaking about the W League, A-League team from Sydney FC, from a couple of heroic goals from them girls. But all we seem to be thinking about with soccer is the Alan Stajic saga. So that should have been dealt with weeks ago. It should have been dealt with weeks ago, and it should have been... You know what would have happened? I was just thinking about today. If The FFA came out and said, you know what, Alan, you've been sensational, but we're going into it. We want to go in a different direction.
Mm.
The public would have went, you know what, okay. But the fact that they've kept us all in the dark and treated us like mushrooms, the demand for answers has got higher.
Mm.
And not just from people like who are watchers from the peripheral like us, but people within the actual soccer ranks who are, you know, the Mark Bosnichs of the world and the Craig Fosters of the world and the Robbie Slaters of the world and the Tom Smithies of the world. Everyone wants answers, but there seems to be an unbelievable lack of transparency, which is it's smouldering. It's like a volcano ready to explode, and unfortunately, it's at the peril of the A-League.
Well said, MJ. You couldn't be more spot on. Look, the FFA and the board makeup and the pressure that they are under is something that is going to play out over the next few months as all this develops, MG. But I guess we wrap up Good News Corner today and congratulate not only Craig Foster, but those with
big time.
With not quite the same level of notoriety that he had, who were as heavily involved. 1.7 million tweets with the hashtag Save Hakeem were sent during this campaign.
Let's get Hakeem in, eh, for chat.
Absolutely. I think he's going to be in demand for a little while yet. But
sorry, mate. Hakeem, we've got no budget, brother. I'll give you a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt.
But you can hear the passion in that man's voice, Hakeem, who landed this
bloody
morning.
Oath.
He
bloody
loves
it.
This country. And Australia will reap the benefits now of having Hakeem here as a citizen of this country, and we look forward to seeing what he goes on to do. This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Want to take your calls in a minute because we've got to discuss the summer of sport. Is there too much on, MG? We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Mick Ennis has been appointed a consultant to the Canberra Raiders.
He has what?
We're going to talk about that in a moment. And
The Viking man, the bloke who's the Viking club, he was going down and, oh, well done, Mick.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you next, if you could become a forwards consultant for any club in the competition, who would it be? It can't be your Panthers.
I can't be Panthers.
Be a Panthers consultant. Someone other than the Panthers.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that next. But up right now, NG, we've got to talk about the summer of sport. It's broken. It's broken.
Well, the facts and figures will tell you that.
It's the middle of February, okay, currently. And here is not even everything, but the Australian Open of tennis has been run and won. We've got the Big Bash semi-finals kicking off tomorrow. We've got NBL finals around the corner. The A-League is in the back half of its season. AFLW is heading into round three. The women's cricket competitions have just finished. The W-League grand finals this weekend. Super Rugby starts this weekend, MG.
Wow.
It's a lot of sport.
Yeah, well, it is. Let's start, I suppose, with the Big Bash and the cricket this summer. I suppose the trial period of both Channel 7 and Fox Sports, basically this, you know, having half and half of it would play a part. People have got to get comfortable within their, you know, what they want to watch. After Channel 9 had a monopoly on cricket for so many years, and basically it was just a fait accompli that you'd turn on Channel 9 in the summer and there would be cricket.
Mm.
Channel 10 likewise with the Big Bash, you know, averaging over the last 5 or 6 years up around 1 million viewers. I think, first of all, with the Big Bash, it goes too long. I think Australia Day should be the grand final. I think we're losing players to bloody Bangladesh League, of all things.
133353, if you've got an idea on how we can fix the summer of sport, does sports need to be rescheduled? Do they need to be shortened? Do we need more money in certain games? 133353, we'd love to have your take, MG.
I wonder, let's go, okay, the A-League, I suppose.
So you reckon the Big Bash needs to be shorter their grand final should be on Australia Day?
I think so.
Okay.
I, with all due respect, I haven't watched the game in the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's the same type of thing, you know. It's lost my interest.
It also feels like it's a game targeted towards the younger generation. And it sort of feels like it should be finished before they go back to school.
Yeah. Well, they go back on the, you know, usually the last week in January, the first week in Feb, so maybe that might be more realistic. Because you look at the crowds at the moment, there's not many kids in the crowds at the moment because they do finish late.
Mm.
The A-League seems to be suffering as well. I don't know whether... Look, the A-League have been going as a summer sport for a long time. Now that the NBL is starting to gain some ground on the other sports, and let's... I suppose Andrew Bogut should take a big pat on the back for that. marquee players. The A-League has been renowned over the years of sparking interest because of marquee players. I know early days, you'd go to any match and you'd see one in each team at least. So you'd know them from their EPL or from their overseas in the Italian league or any other league. You'd say, I know that guy. Not many people outside of hardcore soccer or slash football fans know these imports who are coming out.
Well, it doesn't feel like the A-League has generated a heap of headlines since Usain Bolt left.
Good point. Very good point. And for all the detractors, they'd love to have that publicity back right now. Who's on top? I don't know. Who's coming last?
Well, it is Perth Glory.
Popper don't preach.
The magic of Popovich.
There shouldn't be a... I suppose with the summer sports, and now we've got Big Bash, A-League, the AFLW, who's just, as you mentioned, just started, NBL, all these sports competing for the same corporate dollar. There's got to be something worked out going forward. Did one of them, i.e. the A-League, say, let's try back at being a winter sport? Do we go back to playing, and competing against rugby league, which is... I don't know whether it's really competing against rugby league per se, but is that in their thinking? Well, the FFA at the moment, you wouldn't know what they're thinking, would you? They might want to play offshore somewhere. I don't know. So, the answers, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it strikes me that I agree with your Big Bash sentiments. It needs to be a shorter tournament. The difficulty of summer is that tennis jumps up for a two and a half week period and screams, look at me, look at me.
Dominates
our attention for 2 weeks and then it vanishes for the most part.
And then it always leaves you wanting more.
And then it's really, less is more. I think maybe that's the message from this sentiment. Less is more, and some of the sports that compete in this summer window need to have a strategic look at how much they are playing.
For instance, I don't think this, although it helped us as far as our confidence goes, I don't know what good it did while thrashing Sri Lanka on home turf here. I know the Indians, we got...
Made me happy.
Well, we got flogged by the Indians, I suppose. So it's a bit of fate of confidence.
We had to balance it out, him.
Yeah, I suppose. But, now it's... there's a stage with their summer cricket when we used to have, the Windies come out at their strength and we'd have a test match series and... South Africa, India, I suppose we had them. New Zealand are coming up in the cricket ranks. So it's a matter of who you come out and play against, I suppose, which makes it even more inviting to watch. At the moment, I wasn't real interested in us thrashing Sri Lanka in 3 days over in a test match, even though we won. I like seeing a competition. Even though we got beat against India, I like watching us claw ourselves out of a hole.
Well, look, the Ashes are coming up middle of the year, MG. That'll be entertaining.
That'd be sensational. That's something, because they're struggling at the moment, the Poms.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, up next, I'm going to allow you to be a consultant for any team in the NRL except the Penrith Panthers.
That's an easy one.
All right.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Mick Ennis has been announced as a consultant for the Canberra Raiders this season.
How good.
Which, for those who can think back to the 2016 final series when Cronulla had that surprising victory, and Mick was somewhat, I believe Ricky Stewart's words at the time were disrespectful with the Viking clap.
Yeah, that was then, but this is now. And now we see Mick Ennis, who's got a good footy brain, I know that they looked at, All rugby league clubs are looking for that extra voice, extra little bit of 5% that they can get. And if Mick Ennis can go there to the Raiders and provide them with that, well, Ricky Stewart's done a good job.
You say he's got a good football brain. What exactly do you think he will add to that Raiders side that they're lacking currently?
Even though he was a hooker, I believe he'll add some expertise around the halves, who I think, starting this season, they'll have the most inexperienced halves in the comp, I reckon. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I think they've got young Caesar as 5'8", and at halfback, or who knows who they're going to play at halfback. But looking at a bit of spark around, look, Josh Hodgson, who's the English hooker, you can't really do much with him, I suppose, except give him a couple of pointers. Like Mick Ennis did win a comp. He did play for New South Wales, and he's an analyst on Fox. So You know, again, Ricky Stewart probably needs an outside voice, and Mick Ennis is that bloke.
Oh, he likes to talk, Mick. We know this about Mick.
Underwater with a mouthful of marbles.
I wonder if he'll perform a little mea culpa, a bit of an apology to the fans at any point for that 2016. You don't think so?
No.
All right, MJ, hypothetical situation for you. You can't be your Penny Panthers, but you can work as a forwards consultant coach with any other team in the competition. Which pack do you most want to get your hands on?
Brisbane Broncos.
Ooh.
They have a... Oh, my goodness. They've got Matt Gillett coming back from an injury. They've got Alex Glenn, Andrew McCulloch, Sean Fenson, and Sam Tagliatese as their veterans. Then they've got, listen to this list. Jaden Sewer, Joe Offlin-Gowie, David Fifita, Katoni Staggs, Payne Haas, Tevita Pengai Jr., Matt Lodge, Pat Margot. They've got 13 forwards to fit into basically a 9-man roster, which if you count three forwards on the bench.
What are the Broncos paying to win the comp?
About $9.
Jeez.
Have a sneaky $10 on it.
And what would you be if, let's say, you're given that consultancy job? What are you trying to instill in that young but very talented and exciting forward pack?
To play their natural game. Don't be stifled. And I think at the moment what they're going to have is a new coach who, by all accounts, has been a breath of fresh air.
Mm.
Playing music while they train and all these little idiosyncrasies that I suppose Mr. Bennett didn't have.
He's been rewarding the hardest worker at each session by allowing them to wear the full uniform of the Broncos.
Young Sullivan, their halfback. Mm. Everyone says, oh, they can't win without halves. Well, Nick Roman played for the Kiwis. Milford's an extraordinary player when he's on, and they've got young Sullivan pushing them. So I really think the Broncos are going to be a team to watch this year. I will have them when I finally give my 16-1, I will have them in my top four.
Well, we've got plenty of calls coming through accusing you of being a traitor, MG, for leaving New South Wales for the talent up there at Brisbane Broncos. But that's all right. It was a hypothetical. So you're a hypothetical traitor, mate.
Hypothetical. If I had another team, it would be Manly.
Oh, interesting. We don't have... This is exciting, MG. The closer we get to NRL season kickoff, the more we get these little gems out of you. So it's very exciting as we get closer to the start of the NRL season. All right. 133-53. If you want to win courtside seats to go and see the Sydney Kings this Friday night, take on the Cairns Taipans, give us a call now, MJ. Have you got your basketball hat on? You got to help these people win these.
I've got my basketball in my hand. Look, Harlem Globetrotters.
An hour of sport with the big guy in the driver's seat. Metaphorically, he's not touching the steering wheel. So come and get it. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here, and Adam Mad Dog McDougal will join us.
Old McDougal had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
I think I just called him McDoodle, apologies for that, Mad Dog.
It's Rush Hour shout out time. I just quickly like to send a big cheer out to my mum and son who have their birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Logan is 24, and I won't tell you how old my mum is. And also, Buzz McNamara, head of sport here, or rugby league here at Triple M. He's listening in as well, and send you a nice little text then.
Great to hear that you're listening,
Buzz.
It may be, MG, for your young fella's birthday, you could buy him tickets to go and see the Sydney Kings, their final home game of the regular season before finals, this Saturday night, 16th of February, at Kudos Bank Arena. You can buy those tickets at Ticketek, MG.
I shall do that, or I might win some.
No,
right now.
You can't win some, but you can help Tyler in West Pennant Hills win some.
The Triple M Rush Hour Sydney Kings shot clock.
Tyler, your chance to win courtside seats to go and check out the Sydney Kings.
How are you, boy?
Hello, Ty.
Now, Tyler, the way this is going to work, I'm going to ask you a question. The shot clock will start. You and MG will have the 24 seconds to figure out the answer to the question, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Good luck, buddy.
Tyler and MG, who was the first Australian to play in the NBA?
Ty, who do you think? I think I know.
Oh, it's not... Okay, it's not Bogut. It's,
No.
You got the answer, MG?
I think so. I think I have.
Mate, it's all yours.
Okay, well...
Give me these tickets, brother.
Okay. Righto. It's out of Andrew Gaze or it's out of Luke Longley.
And it's not a multiple choice.
I know that.
Longley, I reckon.
I'm thinking Longley. When we won the comp, I remember something about him.
Longley,
in 91.
He played with the Bulls, didn't he?
He did, but before that he was with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I know. So I'm saying Luke Longley, 1991.
What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, lock it in.
Oh, get off your phone, MG. Congratulations,
I'm on
Tyler.
My phone. Look, you have won, from me.
You
have
won
desk.
Courtside tickets to go and see the Sydney Kings take on the Cairns Taipans this
you,
Saturday night. Thank you for playing, Ty.
Thanks for listening, Ty.
For everyone else, you can grab tickets at Ticket Tech.
Where's he from, West Pennant Hills? Can he fix that road, West Pennant Hills Road, please?
No one can fix that road, mate.
No, they will soon.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Adam McDougall joins us next to tell us what the players need to be to get ready for this weekend's trial games. I've lost it.
You have.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we're almost done for your Tuesday. It has been a stinker today.
As I left for work this afternoon, about 2:30, it was in my car, it was 40, 41, it was hovering over. So, yeah, hopefully, I think I'm over the hot weather, to be honest, William. I really am.
Well, the hot weather is a genuine concern for players now, MG, because we are into, I guess, the pre-trial stage for footy season. We got the All-Star game happening this weekend. The Raiders are taking on the Eagles. Admittedly, the Roosters will be in colder weather, playing the World Club Challenge over in Wigan. But still, we are into trial season, if you like.
We are.
And to get an idea of what impact this sort of weather can have on the players at this time of year, we bring in this man, Adam Mad Dog McDougall. His podcast, The Health Hacker, is absolutely worth a listen. You can check it out on podcast1.com.au or for wherever you listen to your podcast. Mad Dog, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, look, it's a big tough off season these players have gone through. They've all hit the weights hard. They've really pushed themselves to get fit and fast. And something as simple as not being hydrated properly going into a game can see their performance drop by a massive 10%. So if you're dehydrated by 1%, your performance will drop by 10%. Your decision-making also suffers by nearly about 15%.
Did you get those percentages, MG? You're writing that down, I can see.
Just writing that down, yeah. Yep.
1% hydration leads to 10% performance.
Well, I always say to people, the most important thing in our bodies is water. We're made up of, 70% water. Our muscles are actually made up of 75% water. So if you want to hack, just get up in the morning, make sure you drink 500 mils of water, add a pinch of sea salt, some lemon to balance out your pH levels, and before you know it, you've boosted your metabolism by 30%.
Oh, fantastic. honestly, I do something similar each day. I bring a big bottle of water in. I always squeeze a lemon into it, and I just sip on it all day. I think it tastes better. Is there a case where players can overhydrate, Mad Dog?
Yeah, they certainly can, and it has happened in the past, and it's a lot harder to obviously overhydrate. And what the mistake most people actually make, MG, is they actually drink way too much water and flush themselves out a lot of the electrolytes out of their system. So like most blokes are a bit extreme, so on a day like today, we might be guzzling down the water, and you're up all night peeing as well. That's probably the thing you got to be careful of. Every morning we'd come to footy training, guys, and at the end of my career, it never happened at the start, but you'd have to urinate in a cup,
yep.
And that actually measure your hydration levels, and if you weren't hydrated, you got fined $150. Yeah, it was certainly something we put high on the agenda towards the end of my career.
Well, it was usually blokes with bibs on doing that to me, and they were called a sada.
Mad Dog, very quickly, this weekend I mentioned we've got the All-Star game, which is going to be fantastic. We've got most clubs will be playing some form of a trial over the next couple of weeks. How do these players avoid injury? Because most coaches will just be crossing their fingers that all the players get through unscathed.
Yeah, decision fatigue is a big one. No matter if it's driving or accidents prevention in the workplace, it all comes down to not being under fatigue. So this is where most injuries occur. So the big thing for these players is making sure that they've done a hard off-season, they're well hydrated, and they're going into the game rested and relaxed from a hard off-season. A lot of clubs make the mistake of trying to go in sometimes under fatigue and try and toughen the players up mentally, but this can often backfire with a spate of injuries, so they need to be really fresh and ready to go.
Adam Mad Dog McDougall, MG's put his hand up. He says he wants a spell. He's done for the day, so we'll say goodbye to you. The Health Hacker is your podcast. You can check it out at podcast1.com.au or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mad Dog, we'll speak to you next week.
Looking forward to it, boys.
MG, we are almost done. We are done. Not almost, we are done for this Tuesday. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be speaking with The Peach.
Yes.
Tyrone Petrie is playing in the All-Stars game this weekend. Thursday, we're speaking to Ricky Ponting ahead of the Big Bash semi-finals. Drew Mitchell is going to be dropping in to talk Super Rugby.
Bit of Moses and Bai, I think, is dropping by. Maybe even Huey Bowman.
Correct. Both of those gentlemen will be joining us on Friday. Lots still to come this week on the Rush Hour with MG, but we're done.
Have a great night, beautiful people. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
Beautiful people.
That's my new phrase.